Now let's begin with the first conversation. Number one.
Did Joan get someone to fix the broken window?
No, she did it herself.
What does the woman say about Joan? Number two.
You're from Mayport? There's a big golf tournament held there every year, isn't there?
You're right. That golf tournament really put our little town on the map.
What does the woman say about the town of Mayport? Number three.
This painting isn't an original, it's a copy.
How do you know that?
What does the man ask the woman? Number four.
Do you know where the nearest pharmacy is?
There's one in the supermarket on Lexington Street, right next to that big used car lot.
What does the woman probably want? Number five.
Mandy, did you get a chance to read that magazine I gave you?
Cover to cover.
What does Mandy say about the magazine? Number six.
Jack didn't sound bad at all.
Yeah, considering he hasn't played the guitar in years.
What do the speakers say about Jack? Number seven.
Do you think that I've packed too much equipment for my camping trip?
It should be just right, Max. If you plan to be gone for a couple of years.
What does the woman imply about Max? Number eight.
What should I take with me when I talk to the mayor?
I bring a pen and notebook and a small tape recorder. Oh, and a prepared list of questions, of course.
What is the woman probably planning to do? Number nine.
That couldn't have been Professor Le Guin that you saw yesterday. He's been at a conference in San Francisco all week.
Well, it sure looked like him.
What can be inferred about the woman? Number 10.
There must be something wrong with that microphone the speaker is using. I can hardly understand a word he's saying.
Yeah, I can only catch a word or two myself.
Why are these people probably having trouble understanding the speaker?